You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Flippity flip flop to the dribbity drip drop, and it just won't stibbity stip stop. I'm at the Cat, where it's at, your Rockola jukebox operator, welcoming you to another edition of the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the next hour, we are going to delve into the career of one of the greatest vocal groups of the 1950s, the Five Keys. Now today, the Five Keys are best remembered by collectors as a group's group, a vocal group that other singing groups emulated and were influenced by. I mean, they didn't score as many hits as, say, the Clovers or the Dominoes, but they certainly impacted the music scene with one giant number one rhythm and blues hit in 1951, The Glory of Love, and several hits in the second half of the 50s, four on the pop charts, and six on the rhythm and blues charts. They certainly had longevity, scoring hits from 1951 through 1957, but there was this sort of dead zone from about 52 to 55. We're gonna split our feature on the Five Keys up into two parts. This week in part one, we'll look at their Aladdin Records recordings from 1951 through 54. And next week, we'll focus on their more successful Capitol Record recordings from 1955 through about 57. The Five Keys began as two groups of Southern brothers from Newport News, Virginia. They started around 1945 singing as the Sentimental Four. The brothers were Rudy and Bernie West and Ripley and Raphael Ingram. They began singing mostly gospel, but soon branched out to cover more rhythm and blues numbers. They were heavily influenced by the Orioles and the Ravens, like all the vocal groups of their day. The Sentimental Four traveled all around Virginia, winning top prizes at local amateur shows. Soon they added Edwin Hall as a fifth member, but still kept the name of the group as the Sentimental Four. They were starting to play larger theaters and were going to make their way up to New York City to play the famed Apollo when Raphael Ingram got drafted. Needing a replacement, this brought in a guy who would prove to be one of the driving forces behind the group, Dickie Smith. Now, before they made it up to New York City for their debut amateur night at the Apollo Theater, they needed a manager. So they hired Ike Burton, who was also the manager at the Jefferson Theater in Newport News. As the theater's manager, Burton always had a big ring of skeleton keys on him. Well, as the legend goes, one day he dropped the key ring, the skeleton keys spread out, and it was decided that they should rename the group the Five Keys. Once in New York, there were 30 other acts on the bill for their amateur night at the Apollo debut, and the Five Keys beat out everybody to take first place. Incidentally, Roy Hamilton was one of the cats who was auditioning that night at the Apollo, and he got pulled off stage. The Five Keys were certainly on their way, and they were piquing the interest of several producers across the country. This was 1949. It would be another year and a half before the Five Keys would finally land a recording deal with West Coast label Aladdin Records, owned by Eddie and Leo Messner. There are many different stories as to how the Five Keys got signed to Aladdin, but the most probable one is that they were probably talent scouted by Amos Milburn, one of the top acts on Aladdin, who then referred them to Eddie Messner, who promptly signed them. By the spring of 1950, singer Edwin Hall was out of the group and was replaced by blues shouter extraordinaire Marilyn Pierce. Now the Five Keys classic lineup was set. Rudy West sang lead tenor and on most of the group's smooth ballads. Marilyn Pierce handled second tenor and did more of the group's up-tempo blues shouting numbers. Ripley Ingram sang octave tenor, which means he sang a half a note above the rest of the guys. This gave the five keys a very unique sound because few groups at the time were using an octave tenor. Dickie Smith could sing baritone or second tenor. He gave the five keys more of an R&B edge. And Rudy's brother Bernie West sang bass. The five keys were also accompanied during this period by a pianist named Joe Jones. On February 1st, 1951, the five keys went into a Newport News studio to record some demos so that Eddie Messner over at Aladdin Records could have some musical arrangements drawn up. On February 22nd, they went into the WOR studios in New York City to conduct their first recording session. When Messner heard the recordings that came out of that session, he was not very satisfied and didn't want to release any of them. So 1 month later, on March 22nd, they were booked at RCA Studios in New York to have their second session. They recorded many of the same songs again. In April of 51, Aladdin issued their first single, but only on the 78 RPM format. They did not issue it on the brand new 45 RPM format. It was not a hit, but it was a great start for a fantastic new group. So let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back on the Five Keys with their first record release from April of 51. It's Too Late, featuring Marilyn Pierce shouting those lead vocals. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back.
Before night and day, well, I don't complain, way. Well, give me back my wig. Let your head go by. Well, give me back my wig. Don't let your head go by. Well, if you mess with me, you won't have no hair at all. Said, now, Mom, get your baskets. Let's go down to the woods. Yes, said, Mom, get your baskets. Let's go down to the woods. Well, we may not get no berries, but we sure coming back feeling good. Yes, she's our real star, Mama. They're still on the railroad track. Yes, she's a real star, Mama. They're still on the railroad track. Well, that woman got a hold, she almost break my back. Didn't she say a huckabuck jammy? Oh, huckabuck jammy. Didn't she say a huckabuck jammy? Well, she said a huckabuck jammy, huckabuck all night long.
I love it. Hucklebuck with Jimmy, the Five Keys, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. We're looking at the beginning of their career on Aladdin Records from about 1951 through 54. That was their second record release for Aladdin Records. It's Hucklebuck with Jimmy. Now, Marilyn Pierce sang lead on both of those records, shouting the blues, sounding a lot like Roy Brown. He had written the song Hucklebuck with Jimmy himself while he was a member of his previous group, the 4Bs. It was their second record release. Now, if you flip it over, you'll find the gigantic Glory of Love, which was written by Billy Hall and was a chart topper for bandleader Benny Goodman back in 36. After the Five Keys version, it would become a standard in the rhythm and blues, pop, and rock and roll genres. Glory of Love features vocalist Rudy West singing that smooth ballad with Dickie Smith handling the bridge. Aladdin issued the single in July of 51, but it didn't hit number one on the R&B lists until September 22nd, where it remained for four solid weeks. It unfortunately did not cross over to the pop charts. After Glory of Love, the Five Keys would not return to the national charts until early 1955. So let's throw this glorious ballad on the jukebox and get it spinning for you, baby. Here's the Glory of Love, this week's feature, the Five Keys, on the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
You've got to give a little, take a little, and let your poor heart break a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. You've got to laugh a little, cry a little, and let the cloud roll by a little. That's the story of, that's the glory of love. As long as there's the two of us, we've got this world and not love is chance. But when this world lose a little, That's the glory of love. And when the world is through with us, we'll have each other's arms. Well, you've got to bend a little, that's the glory of love, the glory of love. Head fine chicks every doggone while. Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald. Oh, MacDonald. E-I-E-I-O.
Well, old MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
Yes, and on that farm he had some ducks.
E-I-E-I-O.
Yes, had a fat duck here, a fat duck there. Hedge fat ducks every dog on the world. Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald. Oh, MacDonald. E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, early in the morning by the break of day, the chicks and the ducks would stay away. He said, don't you mind my wife at all, 'cause I'm up in the house just having a ball. My wife don't mind no me at all. To try it again, well, oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald. Oh, MacDonald. E-I-E-I-O.
Well, oh, MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
Yes, oh, MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
Yes, it had a chick-chick there, a chick-chick here, chick-chick, chick-chick everywhere. Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald. Oh, MacDonald. E-I-E-I-O. Oh, MacDonald. Oh, MacDonald.
Oh, MacDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Pamela Isabel. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
She's my baby.
No, sir.
No, sir, I don't mean maybe.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, she's my baby now.
Yes, the classic pop tune, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, made popular by Eddie Cantor and featuring the always smooth Rudy West on lead. That was issued as the flip side to Old MacDonald in February of 1952. But you see, Old MacDonald was originally issued as the third single in December of 51 with It's Christmas Time on the B-side. When Old MacDonald started doing well beyond Christmas, Aladdin Records decided to re-release it with a non-Christmas song on the B-side. Both of those sides did well and received write-ups in the local trades, but that single failed to make the charts. Their next Aladdin recording session was held on March 4, 1952, and it yielded another single release in April, featuring another classic tune, Red Sails in the Sunset, which goes all the way back to 1935. The tune was revived in 1951 when Nat King Cole recorded it for Capitol. Here's another Rudy West lead for the Five Keys and Red Sails in the Sunset.
Red Sails in the Sunset. No more.
Scarsborough. Head straight for the shore. Oh, baby, oh, girl, we'll marry tomorrow.
Just beautiful. The Five Keys featuring another stunning lead from Rudy West. That was How Long, which was recorded in Hollywood, California. It was the Five Keys' first session outside of the East Coast and New York in Newport News. That session was held on April 2nd at Radio Recorders in Hollywood. The follow-up to How Long, Hold Me, was also recorded at that April 2nd session, but not issued until July of 52. This one features the great Dickie Smith on lead. as we feature part one of a two-part series on the great musical career of the Five Keys, one of the most outstanding vocal groups of the 1950s. Here they are from July of 52 with Hold Me.
Never let me go.
Hold me.
You are.
Honey, won't you please hold me,
hold me.
Never let me go. Take me, honey, won't you take me. Never to forsake me. Cause love, 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 love you so. Fill me. Just let your kisses fill me. Just like you alone can do. Hold me tenderly and fold me. Never try to hold me away from me.
Keep From Crying, The Five Keys, featuring Dickie Smith on lead, and a song that was recorded on September 19th, 1952, at the WOR Studios in New York. Aladdin Records would issue it in January of 53, making it their first release of the brand new year of 1953. Their next single came along in March and also features Dickie Smith. This one is an answer record to the Ruth Brown song, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean. It's called Mama, Your Daughter Told a Lie on Me. The Fantabulous Five Keys, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll. It's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the early career of the Five Keys. Let's go back to a tune that was a B-side for the release My Saddest Hour, issued by Aladdin Records in December of 53. It comes from their last session for Aladdin Records, held on September 23rd of 53. It's this week's Great 78 featuring Dickie Smith on lead vocal. Here's the very jumpin' and bluesy Oh Babe.
Well, I met the sweetest girl just the other day. I asked her for a day. Good. side. She flags my train, I'm gonna let her ride. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, darling, oh, sugar, oh, baby, you know I can't refuse.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Well, I'm so high all the time. Yes, I'm high. Ain't had no wine. I'm just high, 'cause you're so fine. One look at you, my head goes round. One kiss or two, my love comes down. I can't believe I found what I found. Well, I'm so drunk, drunk, drunk. 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 And it's all over you. Don't need no wine, no mountains do. Well, you're so fine, a kiss will do. Don't cost a dime to get high with you. Stay high, high all the time. I stay high, ain't had no wine. I'm just high, 'cause you're so fine.
I'm so high, ain't had no wine. I'm so high, all the time.
Another fantastic jumpin' tune recorded by the Five Keys on September 29th, 1952, featuring blues shouter Marilyn Pierce on lead vocal. Man, I just love his sound, and the Five Keys are sounding so good behind him, too. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the early career of the Five Keys, their sides recorded for Aladdin Records between 1951 and 54. Up next is another one of my personal favorites, My Saddest Hour. I just love the harmonies on this record and how the voices just float. It also features Marilyn Pierce and was issued in December of 53. I wanted to mention that by the fall of 1953, great balladeer Rudy West was no longer with the group. He had been drafted. His replacement was a tenor named Ulysses Hicks, who was also from Newport News, Virginia, just like the rest of the group, and they had known him growing up. The Five Keys really were one of those few groups that always kept it in the family. It seems like every time they replaced a guy, it was with another hometown boy. My Saddest Hour was recorded at the Five Keys' last session for Aladdin Records, held in New York at the Audio Video Recording Company on September 23rd of 53. Aladdin issued it in December. Here are the Five Keys with My Saddest Hour.
Ooh. made us drift apart. You happy now and can't see how the weary blues will ever come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, dear. And what you reap will make you weep someday, sweetheart.
Another beautiful ballad from the Five Keys with Rudy West out front. Now, Rudy West had been drafted and was not with the group when that record was issued by Aladdin in February of 54. It was recorded at a session held on October 9th, 1952 in New York. Rudy wouldn't be discharged until the end of 1954. By that point, Dickie Smith had received his draft notice and he was gone, replaced by a cat named Raymond Loper. And by the end of 1954, the Five Keys were no longer on Aladdin Records. They were technically signed to the label until the end of 54, but since they hadn't worked out a deal to renew their contract, Aladdin just decided not to record them anymore, but they still kept issuing Five Keys singles. I would like to end part one of my two-parter on the Five Keys with a previously unreleased song. In my opinion, it's one of the most beautiful records they or any other vocal group ever recorded. It's their version of I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Next week in part two, we'll pick it up at the very end of 54 and the beginning of 55, when the Five Keys' first records came out on Capitol Records. Their Capitol recordings would prove to be more commercially successful than these great sides that you heard on this week's show from the Aladdin label. Until next time, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week as we dig up the greatest rhythm and blues records from the 40s and 50s right here on The Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll. So let's go back to a session held on October 9th, 1952, where the Five Keys recorded a song that had been in their repertoire for some time, Ghost of a Chance. For some reason, Aladdin never issued it, but I want to play it for you right now. It's this particular vocal group arrangement of the classic 1932 song that would inspire the Solitaires to record their own version of the tune. Dickie Smith, who didn't normally sing ballads, is fronting the group on this one. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you next week for part two. Here are the Five Keys with I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Goodbye, everybody.
I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
I love you all for your love. would you surrender just for tender kiss or two? You might discover I'd be the lover made for you, and I'd be true.
What is the use of what he's
on my skin?
Run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.